T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We had a very fun discussion yesterday when we started ranking the 14 quarterbacks in this playoffs. And I asked Fourier where he ranks. He started off
reference open.
He started off by saying he's 14th. He's horrible. He sucks. Look at the way he's finished the season. He's the worst quarterback. He's the least trusted quarterback in the playoffs. I agree with him.
Then he did research.
I said he was 14th. And by the end of the conversation, I think he had him 6th.
I had him like 8th.
No, 7th. You had him higher than Stafford.
Oh, yeah, definitely higher
than Stafford. All right, so you have him 6th. He had him 6th, higher than Stafford. He went from 14th, destroying him, to 6th. 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs, Andy Hart. Where is Mac Jones, in your opinion?
I got him 12. I have him ahead of Roethlisberger and ahead of Hurts. And I listened to this conversation, and I don't hate the research Christian did once he figured out how to spell Garoppolo and could get him on the list and find his stats. But I think what you're leaving out, Christian, is you fixated too much on the last four games.
Well, that was that was the question.
No, it wasn't the question.
That was you adding that to your answer. That's not true.
So I boil this down to a very simple way. Yeah, I'm a simple man.
I never said who of these playoff quarterbacks who was better the last four weeks.
Fourier's got some inside information on this one too.
So I always like to use the schoolyard test, the playground test. You, Christian Fourier, have a football team. All you need is a quarterback. Mm. They're all standing on the blacktop. Mm-hmm. You can pick who you want in whatever order. Boom, 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 boom. They start to go off the board. Mm-hmm. When do you pick Mac? It's that simple. Like, your confidence level, for whatever reason, forget your stupid, no offense, I didn't mean to belittle it, forget your four games, 8 games, last 2 games, any of the rules. Who do you pick?
Okay, listen.
And you would pick Mac 6th out of this group?
I can easily, listen, I can play along. I can play a little schoolyard game. Okay. Okay, your reindeer games. I can
play
along. Okay. With that scenario, it's different. Under that scenario, I think you would be influenced by the way somebody looks, by how fast they are. You would have no idea of what they did what they did during the season. Like, we just have this little chart, when we were talking about Mac Jones and all the interceptions that he should have had. Dropped interceptions this season. You know who number one is in the NFL? The guy who's thrown so many almost disaster throws? Matthew Stafford.
He also led the league in
interceptions. Matthew Stafford. Okay, who's got more pick sixes than anybody right now? Matthew Stafford. Who has more pick sixes in 1 year than, from the Lions? What the hell? The old quarterback there they traded.
Goff.
Jared Goff. He's got more pick sixes in 1 year than Jared Goff had in like 5.
Okay, you got great numbers.
So, no, my point is that if I come in with that understanding, because the more I did this yesterday, and I was being a little silly.
By the way, you haven't been 8. You had him 8.
Okay, I had him 8, which I think is based on, I look at Stafford, and I'm like, no way am I betting on this guy. No way. No. Like, his last four games, if you see his last four games, you should be scared crapless.
Yep.
Because their situation was similar to the Patriots, and he's a vet. And he still doesn't know any better.
What you don't factor in, though, is like what these teams ask of these players.
I get the fact
so
that he throws
Stafford
it more.
To go out there and throw a deep.
I know, but
and
he can win.
And they ask Matt.
When has he ever won anything in his life?
No, I'm talking about this year. You're right on that factor. If you want to tell me he's the same Detroit Matthew Stafford, he'll never win anything, okay, you factor that in. But if you're just fixating on picks, the Tennessee game was a primetime game. Tennessee went in there. Everybody was already hurt. Henry was out. He played like Carson Wentz. He threw a pick on the goal line that just made you say, this guy should never be a quarterback in the NFL. But what you're eliminating is the good plays Stafford can make. Would you agree Stafford can win you a game?
I think that Stafford makes me nervous. The answer is yes.
He can win you a game.
Can Mac win you a game?
Well, I still feel like it's a whole like seeing is believing. We haven't seen it yet. Ooh, I mean, honest to God, we haven't seen it. But so if I do believe that, I still think, given the opportunity, okay, I do think he can do it still. But to this date, every game where they where the you needed the offense to get the ball back, like you needed a stop from the defense, and so Matt could bring you back to, into the game. He never got the opportunity to do it. Now he has closed out games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's a different, you know, burden closing out games as far as winning it.
Can I spin it a different way? Everybody watch Squid Game?
Parts of it, but it made me real uncomfortable.
Why?
It's just murdering people. Like, it's just weird.
That's a tough one.
It's weird.
If you were in Squid Game and game number four was you need to win a football game, you need to win a football game with a quarterback.
I like this even better. Go ahead.
You would take Mac Jones over Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I think it would. You know why? Because I think the
key, you're going to die.
No. You know what? Matthew Stafford would get me murdered because he's just so random. Like, listen, he could easily like give you a lead, but based on his history, I'd rather be real careful and efficient than take unrealistic and careless chances. And I feel like that's what he does. So if he's leading me, I'm like, I am not following with this guy. Yeah, we'll get pretty far and we may make it. But the odds are that we're all going to die.
Well, I would say this.
With Mac, I'm like, we may take a little bit.
You're
going to
die with Mac, too.
I'd rather take my chances. So we've had no chance to win. Either way, you're in a blaze of glory.
Discussion the last couple of days. So I wanted to go, like, outside of New England, because I think outside of New England, I think a lot of people have him 14. Sporting News had the top 14 quarterbacks. They had Mac Jones 14th. ESPN had the top 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs. They had him 12th. Ahead of Hurts and Roethlisberger.
Ding, ding, ding.
But I thought it was just like you did.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought it was interesting because it said season at a glance. They had this to say about Mac Jones. Very good season as a rookie. He's ranked this low on this list because when compared to other starting quarterbacks, that strong rookie season was more or less average.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, all I've kind of said. Like, that's why I had him at like 14 to 17 quarterback in the league, which is kind of right about average.
Yes.
So I think, like, realistically, that I don't have a problem with him 12. You want to put him against Hurts, Roethlisberger, I get it. I would still maybe put those guys ahead of him, but that's fine. I mean, but that's kind of where he lives. I'm not putting him ahead of Carr. I'm not putting him ahead of Tannehill. Like, I'm not putting him ahead of, like, Stafford.
See, here's these things.
Jimmy G.
These guys are, like, you're right. Like, these are high-level, high-performancing athletes where and everything's perfect. Like, they can make those crazy throws that Kurt Warner was talking about, those special throws, threading the needle. But they also just, you sit there and you go, what? Like, you get away with being successful with those high-level, low-percentage throws that in a big game like this, I think it comes back to bite you. So I can easily see Matthew Stafford losing a playoff game because he throws three interceptions. He may also throw three touchdowns. I can see Derek Carr throwing three touchdowns, but also throwing two and having a fumble and taking a sack. Like, to me, I just feel like you need to be real cautious about guys like that because neither one of them has proven it. And they've all lived like on the edge for the most part. And neither one of them has ever won anything. Stafford didn't win in college. And Derek Carr didn't win at Fresno State.
So I agree with some of what you were saying. But have you ever seen Mac Jones win without like 150 yards rushing, two picks by the defense?
He does need to be supported. I'm not saying that he can win you a game. I guess my goal is for him not to lose it. I think those guys can lose you a game.
Okay, so you're prioritizing the negative in your measurement of these quarter, avoiding you're doing the bill.
And
we can win, we got to make sure we don't lose. And I don't trust you, Stafford.
And I don't trust Josh. All right, we got to break.
Oh, sorry. We do have to break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.